Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One.
At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Water cooler. Water cooler. Water cooler.
Ba-da-ba. And it's water cooler. Episode number 139. Episode number 69 plus 69 plus 1. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, this is the show where I, Chris Loxamon, hang out with my Corolla Digital dudes, drink some beers, hang out. Corolla show's over. We let loose. We let the F loose. With me today, Insomniac.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, good. Yeah, you look good. Yeah. You don't look tired. You didn't nap today.
No nap. Yeah, so it's actually been a little while since I've had to nap it out.
You didn't get his nap in today. I actually took a nap probably more recently than you have.
Yeah, you did.
Gary Smith's here.
Happy to be here. Hey, guys. Everyone come with fresh material. Happy to be here.
That's right. And we did come with fresh material.
We did.
Yeah, we got a Shea Fondelet with Matt Fondelier, who's here.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Kaylin's going to be flicking some bean.
Oh, yeah, I will.
And Mike Dawson's here.
Sup, yo?
Sup, yo?
Fucking chilling, yo.
Mike Dawson had a...
That's my name. Two-name guy, Mike Dawson.
Yeah. So Mike Dawson had a Gary issue. Well, not an issue with Gary, but Gary, an issue like Gary, as his air conditioning went out.
Yeah, dude.
And he almost missed a day of work.
Better to have it go out in October than August, is all I'll say.
I 100% agree with that.
Yep.
Very happy that I bought that home warranty plan that includes the air conditioning, so the whole motherfucker is going to cost me about $75.
Boom!
I'm happy that it's all fixed up. Dawson, and here.
Well, it's not. I don't have air conditioning yet.
That will eventually cost you $75 is the same as all fixed.
Well, I already paid.
There you go.
True. So it has cost, but I'm okay with it. The weather is going to be a soft 75 in North Hollywood for the next 5 days. So
it's been nice recently.
Yeah.
A couple of announcements before we get started with the show. First off, October 13th.
Let's do a long show today, guys.
We are.
Go ahead.
We are doing a long show. October 13th. Saturday, the World Championship of Guacamole.
Yes.
Huntington Beach, Sea Legs. Be there. I'll be there. We have a celebrity judge.
Ooh.
We do?
Yes, we sure do.
Oh, who? That's you, bro.
What? Matt Fondelier is celebrity judge for the World Championship of Guacamole.
I'll represent.
So, Shea Fondelier.
Mm-hmm. Just tell him that you got your guacamole from this place in Mammoth.
That's right. I'll be like, altitude, man. It's better.
Yeah. We'll have a three-part Shea Fondelet if you tell him it's from Mammoth. Matt.
Yes.
Are you nervous? I mean, you're judging food.
No, I've never been more ready for anything in my entire life.
Yeah.
Years of training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But do you have preferences? Let's give listeners of the water cooler, if they want to compete, a little edge. What do you like about guacamole? What are you looking for?
Avocados are a plus.
Definitely the avocados.
That'll help you.
Here's what I'll say.
That gives you the edge. Maybe.
I spent many a night in college making guacamole when I was a waiter at El Torito.
Nice.
They used to make that shit right in front of you. I remember that.
I've got the baseline. I know how to make it. I know how to make it quick. I know how to make it reliable every time. What I'm looking for, it's got to be a step above. It can't just be, I could do this table side at El Torito. I want to be thinking... What Torito? Like, you know what I mean?
K-Torito.
K-Torito.
So basically, to translate that, you're looking for like something unusual, like a
an
mango type of infusion. Don't come at you with some basic bullshit.
Won't hurt. It won't hurt.
I was having this discussion with my friend over some guacamole last night at Viva Cantina, and
guacamole.
And he asked me, "How's the guac here?" And I said, "It's okay. It's, you know," I said, "Guacamole is one of those things that it's the easiest thing in the world to make, and it's just okay, totally passable, no problem." But those 2% of people on Earth who can make just fantastic guac, that is difficult, and that is a skill. And that's what we're going to honor on Guactober 13th.
That's right.
And I'll say, too, for me personally, it doesn't need to be infused with something crazy and weird. If you can make me reappreciate the avocado, make me think of the avocado in a way I hadn't previously thought of it, I'm gonna accept that as well.
Now, how are you going to be consuming this? Is there a specific chip you're going to be using?
Silver
spoon?
We supply all the chips. So there can be no other variables.
Are there Tostitos?
I don't know yet.
I want to.
Well, Tostitos.
I like a Tostitos.
If they want to pay us, we'll happily use their chips.
Yeah, Tostitos.
We're just going to source the chips where we source the chips, but all the chips will be the same. There will be no variable there.
Made of a flour tortilla or a corn tortilla?
Good question. I don't know.
Okay.
I would lean towards corn.
Yeah. I wouldn't even lean. What's going to be corn. It's going to be corn.
It's going to be corn.
Okay. And I think they'll be
restaurant style.
Sure. A lot of those
can you go into a Ralph's right now and buy a flour tortilla chip?
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place. In fact, most of them are.
No, they're not.
I don't believe that's true.
I would say I'm learning something new. Maybe there are more white corn showing up these days, but there are flour tortilla chips. Mm. Yes. Top of the line. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm. I believe they exist, but you're making it sound like it's 50-50 in the chip aisle, and I don't know if that's quite true.
I would say that it looks 50-50 because white corn is now coming out. So at a pass, a lot of the chips that are corn tortillas look like flour tortilla chips because of their color.
And Matt.
Yeah.
Also, how are you going to cleanse that palate? What technique are you going to use? You're just going to have the last guacamole you've tasted already in your mouth?
No, I'm going to wash it down with some delicious... Endless rant.
Oh,
it's a good idea.
All right,
it's already working.
That will be supplied for you.
Here's a tip for entrance. Go later in the day. Have Matt go ahead and sample it after he's cleansed his palate 10 or 12 times.
Yeah. This is the best guacamole ever.
Don't listen to that advice. Registration starts at 9 a.m. and if you're not making guac by 11 a.m., you're out.
I'm not saying make it. I'm saying get Matt to sample and judge as late as possible.
Only the top 10 will get to Matt.
Oh.
So you got to get there early. You got to get your friends there early to vote for your guacamole to get you in the final round.
It's like American Idol. You know, you go in there. You're really only singing for the producers for the first couple rounds.
Yeah, first round's open tasting. And then we go to the judges.
Yeah.
And then Simon Cowell comes out and says.
Shit's all over you.
Yeah. And then Matt will send you to Hollywood or not. You don't even know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Matt could send you to Hollywood.
Yeah, what kind of are you going to be? Simon? You're going to be Brandon Jackson?
No,
you're going to be
there.
Paul?
Nope, Simon. Fierce.
That's
I'm known for my bitter, brutal honesty.
Nice. I like it. That's why you were hired.
That's exactly why.
Can we write some of your lines? Like some of your insults, and you have to read them?
Well, I'll review it.
I would love to do that. I want snark.
And I want it in the accent. of your comments that day to be in your best British accent.
Yeah, wear the black V-neck, make your hair similar, and just present your way as a Simon Cowell. Yeah. Freak them out.
It would really freak people out.
I don't know. Being a judge, I don't think I've ever been a judge for anything.
Hmm.
There's always next year.
We can just.
But your
judge
band
Kalen
will be
right
playing
now.
On the stage, which is going to be super fun
during the open
guacamole tasting, we'll while people later. Are milling around with their beers and dipping chips into guac and tasting their favorites.
Yeah.
Loxie's going to be playing a killer hour-long set.
You know, Baskin-Robbins paints their walls inside pink because it makes things taste a little sweeter.
Oh, is that why?
That's totally true. Hmm. If you hear the sounds of my band while eating guacamole, it tastes better.
It's true.
And
it's
that's
that,
why we're doing it.
Unfortunately,
that
the band
is just good
worse.
Science. That's just good science.
I don't know if that's possible, but the guacamole tastes better. At least we have this.
Yeah.
that's why it tastes better. Oh.
Can I change the subject real quick? I just want to throw something out here.
Throw it. That's what the water cooler is. Just throw it out.
We're talking earlier. This has just been on my mind today.
Okay.
It's just been on my mind.
Shoot.
So earlier in the morning, it was like raining out a little bit.
What a stupid topic.
And I looked out the window and I thought, you know what? Sandal season's over, man. I got to put I got to put the shoes and socks on. I got to put the jeans on.
He hasn't gotten there yet. This morning.
I don't remember seeing closed toed.
No, I did. Shoes? I put the jeans on. I put the shoes and the socks on. Oh. And I was out the door. Almost completely out the door.
It stopped raining.
Tell me no. You did a sandal turnaround.
Sorry, what?
Tell me you realized the weather was like appropriate and turned around and went back inside and changed.
That's exactly right.
He pulled a sandal turnaround.
I went back and I was like, you know what? Not today. Not today, jeans. Not today. Oh. And so I'm proudly and very comfortably still in my shorts and flip-flops. So I don't know. I'm just seeing a lot of jeans here. And I'm you know.
Good subject.
Made me think about it.
Your jeans have blue balls right now. They're like, finally, we get to go outside. Yep. No, we turned around.
Nope, not today.
Oh.
Jeans have no balls.
You really want to wear sandals that much. You have the energy to just walk outside, walk back inside, and change.
Yeah, I took the socks off and the shoes, the whole thing.
In full arm brace,
mm-hmm.
Which just makes it a whole nother level of dedication, yeah. In my opinion.
The socks, do you put them in the hamper or do you put them back in the drawer?
They're currently balled up in my shoe.
Where are they going? Oh, see, they're
probably be back in the drawer. Didn't wear them for very long.
I don't think that's true. I think they stay in the shoe until sock season is over.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
Unless a cat gets to them and removes them or something.
What are the chances that when he goes to those shoes again, he just takes the socks out and be like, oh, I got free socks.
That's
just
what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying they live there until it's time to wear shoes again.
That's the move.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? That's a power move. Yeah. That's what a boss does.
I'm pretty good about my choices.
You know how I know it's rain day season is Matt, or yeah, it's colder weathers. Matt wears his closed-toed shoes. It's like the groundhog. Like we always know. We always look. Sure. Like, oh, he wore his shoes. Extra winter. And Matt loves his meatball sub from GML's.
Oh, that's the perfect rainy day food.
Have you guys had any of the meatballs that are in the fridge? There's some meatballs delicious meatballs.
We have meatballs in the fridge?
I brought them in the other day. And a giant thing of...
that was you?
Yeah. There's a giant thing of what is being described as banana bread, but is banana cake. It's delicious.
What's the difference?
Sugar.
I don't know. It's so goddamn... There's like chocolate chips and shit in it. Like it's just so good. It's based on Chrissy Teigen's recipe, I guess.
Oh.
Just super over the top.
Chrissy Teigen is...
But those meatballs, not to be missed. They're spicy as fuck, but
they're
so good.
My brother made a Chrissy Teigen casserole.
She's blowing up. Yeah.
But, I mean, she blew up.
Those meatballs also keto.
What?
Yeah, they're turkey.
What the heck? Why didn't anybody tell me anything? I brought my own lunch today, like a sucker. I didn't get to turn around and put on my sandals. Also, beer of the week. Anchor Steam. Just a regular Anchor Steam beer, which I love.
Oh, man.
It is a delicious beer. Thanks to Charles Schladroff.
Thank you, Charles.
Yes.
Are there any more of those left?
Yeah, they're in the fridge.
All right, I'll grab one.
Yeah, grab one. They're so good.
One for
San
me.
Francisco treat.
Please grab one next.
It really is
me.
A San Francisco treat.
Yeah, why don't we make that three, if you don't mind.
I love Anchor Steam. I love the shape of the
bottle. Just bring the box in. We'll
right now. Send a case to us. So thanks, Charles. Hungry for Laughs podcast.
I will say I'm missing, though, is a little shot. I feel like Anchor Steam goes exceptionally well with like a shot of Jack Daniels.
The Boilermaker.
Yeah. That's like my favorite. If I don't normally do the shot in the beer, but if I'm going to, Anchor Steam's the way to go, I feel like. It complements any sort of like whiskey or scotch that you're having.
All right.
I can't explain why, but it just tastes better.
I went to a bachelor party in Chicago last weekend. And everyone went there a little earlier. I unfortunately had to work. And then
almost missed your flight.
Almost missed my flight, which we'll talk about in a sec. But then I get there, and everyone's already at the bar. Because Chicago, I guess some bars close at 4 a.m.
Most.
Yeah, so.
Dawson and I. Me and Garrett
almost
got
a fight with some people.
You almost got a fight?
Don't worry about it.
I'm a little worried, but okay.
Guy took my seat. I told him it was mine. He had a problem with it. We almost had we had some words.
You had some words.
There were words.
And it ended by him getting the fuck out of my seat and walking away.
You got to put the coaster on top of the drink. That's how you do it.
We followed decorum.
We didn't. That was all done.
We followed decorum.
This gentleman was
incorrect.
Just a frat boy.
I had a friend of mine who, whenever we would go to the bar,
we got to.
Oh, that's right. The Jewish frat story. A friend of mine, just as like a prank dick move, we were sitting at a bar and this guy got up next to us or got up to go to the bathroom and put the coaster on top of the drinklet. Second he got up, my friend just took the lid off of his drink. And when he came back, just the look on this guy's face, like kind of staring at his drink and kind of looking around to kind of see what the hell happened.
I've always wanted to just, God. Just start putting things in people's drinks and see.
Not endorse this, people.
You guys know what I'm saying.
Just legal disclaimer. I know Mark Harrigus. Don't come at me. I freaking dare
just
you.
Just something that is easily dissolvable.
It doesn't have to have an effect on people.
It's a social experiment. Not for the person who left, but for all the other people in the bar.
I'm just doing this for you guys, freak you guys out. Don't worry.
The security guard is pulling you out of the bar.
It's a social experiment.
Then at the end of the night, they test it, and there's nothing in there. Right. It's like a sugar caplet or whatever. They're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't put anything in the guy's drink.
And then 6 months later,
test it.
You have the same conversation with a judge who doesn't believe you.
In high school.
Then I pulled this show out for evidence, Water Cooler 69 plus 69 plus 1, and I say, Your Honor.
Now we're all
But I do
jail.
It in air quotes. Your Honor.
Yeah. Reed's going on a podcast.
I want you to check out this podcast called Water Cooler. And then I'm free, bro. I'm free.
Yeah, I got Bill Cosby on the line.
Yeah, I totally agree with Dawson, so make sure you use me as evidence, too.
Well, his impressions are his accents.
I did not know they could get any better. Wow. I mean, that was fucking spot on, dude.
What are you talking about? That was the phone.
That was Cosby, right?
Yeah, get off the phone. He used his one phone call for
us. That was more Fat Albert Cosby than Cosby Show Cosby.
He's always doing his impressions, too. So, yeah, whatever.
So good.
All right, yeah, but
how was that bachelor party? Sorry, we got way off track.
So I get to the bar. Everyone's already they're there.
I'm interested to hear how this went because Matt and I are rolling into a similar situation in about 3 weeks.
Okay, well, they're already drunk, so I get there and I'm feeling, you know that mode I told you guys when I was on the cruise that last time where I'm just, it's just joy.
Freedom mode.
I'm like, we're here. I'm here. Let's go. Aaron's already drunk, so I'm like, I better catch up. So I go to the bar and I order a Jameson Rocks with a side shot of Jameson.
And then you threw one of them
at the DJ?
Move.
Yeah. That's a good move.
And then you threw one of them at the DJ?
No. Oh, okay. No DJs were harmed in the making of this one. And take the shot, chase it with the Jameson.
Nice.
Order it again. Same thing. Now,
oh, man, you're going too hard too quickly.
I'm going too hard too quickly.
No, that's so
like
good.
It's I'm trying to catch up. So now I get another shot. Take the shot. But now I'm just sipping this Jameson. It's like, all right.
Sure.
And then 20 minutes pass. Same thing. That now the bartender is looking at me like worried because this is all within a 30-minute span. I'm having my third shot.
And just say, look, I work for Adam Carolla.
Like,
and he went, oh,
12:30.
Okay. Next one's
okay.
on me.
Yeah.
And I did not say that. I don't know if I should.
You might have gotten
that
a few free.
I do have a story about that and with another bartender. But I take the shot, pour the thing, and then now my friend's like, dude, you gotta try this whiskey out. Buys me a whiskey, so now I have two whiskeys in front of me. And now the party's like, guys, group shot, everybody to take a shot. And now I don't want to look like a puss, but I'm going to puke. I'm going to freaking puke. Yeah, so I totally looked like I took that shot, didn't even touch the other two whiskeys after that. And but those were the last shots I had, Matt.
How are you feeling the next day?
Great. I haven't really been hungover in a long time.
That's good.
So that was okay. We were up for a while.
Probably means you're not partying hard enough. But
that bar closed at 2, which I thought was weird. Mm-hmm. A great bar. And then so we go to the bartender. We go, where could we go? And she's like, oh, there's a bar. I forget what it's called, Barrel something, down the street. And they close at 4. So you can go there. We go, and it's like one of those hoity-toity cocktail bars. Matt was not there, but it reminded me of Matt. You know, it did the whiskey sours with the egg whites.
Wait. Did you walk through a door? So when you walked through the door, did it transport you into another room?
Yeah, it's one of those bars. One of those doors.
It's one of these joints where every drink is served with a different kind of spoon.
That's right. It's very fancy. So we sit down, and I'm like barely holding it in because I've all those shots I just had like within, you know, the hour. And the bartender goes, what's your name? And I go, Chris. And he's like, oh, he recognized. He listened to the Kroll show. So, I think his name was James, I think. And then so he's like, oh, my God, I got to have a shot with you. So he pours a shot.
Oh, man.
And he's like, I have to have a shot with you. So I'm like, all right. So I take the shot. It hurt real bad. And then I ordered my whiskey sour with the egg whites. You know, it's a little sweeter, kind of helps tame the all the harsher alcohol that I had. And I'm talking to this guy now, and I'm saying, look, I'm here with all the guys from the bachelor party. There are 14 of us. We rolled deep. And where can we go? And he's like recommending this place. Oh, there's this bar down the street. It's really good. And, you know, you guys get bottle service there. And, you know, a nice guy with like some high shorts will come serve you. And then I'm like, oh, all right. And then I'm like, oh, my God. You know what?
Oh, this is so good.
I was like, he's telling me all these other bars. And they're all, he's like alluding that they're gay bars. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I'm not, like, we're not gay. And he kind of gives me this weird look. And he walks away. And I'm like, oh, I think I offended him by me saying, like, is he gay? He might be. And then I leave and I'm just like bothered by it. Like, that was a weird interaction. And then the next day, like, we should go to that bar again. It's like, really? Why do you want to go to gay bars all of a sudden, Chris? I'm like, that was a gay bar? We were at a gay bar the whole time. And that's why I looked like an a-hole. Oh, my God. I felt like such a jerk.
Okay, there's something so Machiavellian about this whole thing. You went to a bachelor party.
At a gay bar.
It started out.
I didn't know it was a gay bar. It looked like a fancy cocktail bar.
I'm into this. This is fucking awesome.
Were there chicks at the first bar that you took seven shots at?
You betcha.
Okay, so you guys got a bad
female bartender.
You guys got an uninformed recommendation.
Yeah,
on the second
that was her.
Bar. That's not.
She said
fault.
that's a bar down the street closed at 4.
So you're saying that the bartender at bar one thought you were gay?
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna go first answer. That's what you guys want to do.
Perfect.
It's very possible. Look, I've had gay guys
not
hit
the
on
first
me.
Time.
It's quite flattering.
Yeah. Wait. Huh?
Gay guys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was doing an impression of you answering the question. No, gay guys hitting on you is flattering, I would imagine. Never happened to me.
Really?
Not good looking.
No, that's not true. You just don't give off the gay vibe.
Don't know what that means.
Yeah,
but
I don't either.
Like it. I don't like it at all.
I've had a guy.
Yeah,
I've shook a, like when I was younger. I did the soft handshake because I didn't really know that, you know, about the squeeze.
Tell us more.
And he fingered his butthole. I think that was the giveaway.
I remember, and we met this gay guy, and I shook his hand, and he told all my friends, like, that guy's gay. I don't care what he says, that guy's gay. So, like, what do you mean? Like, look, statistically, one and blah blah blah, a number of people are gay. Shook his hand. That guy's gay.
Leave it to the gays to start bringing out statistics.
Called me out.
Percentages.
I called me out just because of my soft handshake. Now I crush. I crush people's hands. No, I don't. But I'm a little more firm. I didn't know my handshake was that soft, but I guess it was for the first 19 years of my life. But now I'm confident.
So there's a track record of people thinking you're gay.
Yeah. Well, one time, guy shook my hand. Said when I was working TGI Fridays, hey, where's the bathroom? Shook my hand. Oh, he's always like, oh, thanks. He shakes my hand. I'm like, why are you shaking my hand? All right. Shakes phone number.
Oh,
leaves a phone number. It's actually his business card, computer repair or something, and then with his phone number. And I thought, oh my God, I just got hit on by a gay guy.
No, you thought I can finally get my computer fixed.
Speaking of which,
well, this is a my computer is broken. The table, that table, because it was a really slow night, and there were three guys, and my manager at the time was like, I dare you. No, he didn't even dare me. He's like, hey, by the way, I comped their appetizer. I'm like, why'd you do that? I don't know. I want you to go and tell them that and wink at them. And I thought, all right. It's like, hey, guys, appetizer's comped, and I winked, and I dropped off the check, and that's why when he came over and gave me his card for the phone number. So it looked like I made the first move, but that, you know, just I was a kid trying to entertain my coworkers.
That's the excuse for the first one. The second one, this chick just thought you were gay alcoholic.
Yeah.
Hiding. He was hiding in his shame. That's why he said, give me a Jameson rocks with a Jameson back.
Mm.
Yeah.
Third one.
He called it a Jamie back, but.
Yeah, he did. He actually called it a Jamie bear back, and that was the giveaway.
There you go.
All right, enough of that. But anyway, Chicago is great. Great hot dogs.
Great hot dogs, huh?
Great hot dogs.
Did you get an Italian beef?
How many wieners did you put in your mouth?
Tell me about, the Italian beef. Yeah. It's the great nuts. It's I'm totally gay about the Italian beef. It is the greatest sandwich in the fucking world.
It's like
tell me about yours.
Okay, we went to a couple places. Now I will preface, I did not order one, but we all ordered. But in the group, everyone ordered something. We all took bites of each other's foods.
You took bites of
so
each other's
beef. So you and
14
beefs. Other guys were taking bites of each other's Italian beef.
And then they went to a gay
like
bar.
Half people, half the people ordered the Italian beef.
And the weird thing is, half of them were Asian.
Yeah.
And they all had Italian beefs.
One guy got a chicken parmesan, which I'm upset about, but
that's a bad move.
That's a different story.
That's a bad move.
So
here's an
the Italian beef.
Here's an Italian beef. Hey, this pasta's not al dente.
Yeah, Italian with beef.
That's brought to you by Mike Dawson.
My Bill Cosby joke ain't that bad anymore, huh?
No.
The Italian beef.
I think time will tell that my joke fucking ruled over your Cosby joke.
Yeah, time would tell. Time usually does tell. The Italian beef is like a French dip, but it's pre-dipped. It's beef. There are pot peppers in it. What else? Just nice soft bread, steamed bread.
It's beef.
Who
cut
is this
thin.
For? What? So who doesn't good. Know what an Italian beef is?
I don't. Did you know that?
No, I don't See? Know.
Oh, so good.
I thought you were talking about hot dogs. Mine is fucking Kalen.
Kalen, sometime on your way back to the rich part of the valley, stop at the corner of Hollywood and Burbank and eat at Taste Chicago. It's Joe Montana's place.
Mm.
And they make an Italian beef there, and it's fucking awesome.
Alrighty. Noted.
It's a very tough sandwich to fuck up, much like guacamole. Yeah.
And Italian beef is right up your alley, Kalen.
Okay, if you say so.
So
I have been with
so
Dawson
good.
When
it's
somebody
like a
fucks
French
up
dip,
Italian
but
beef.
It's got the jardiniere on it, spicy peppers and shit.
Dawson gets heated.
Dawson needs
I've seen you purchase an Italian beef that was fucked up, and it ruined your day.
That was in Vegas, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that was not an Italian beef. That was a French dip.
I'm well aware. I heard about it was. For about 6 hours straight.
I realize now that's why you're like, who doesn't know what an Italian beef sandwich is?
Well,
I took a one-day seminar while I was at work. I didn't even know it's
subconscious.
You know what I will
things
say
in my life give me intense pleasure. An Italian
or
beef
disdain.
Is one of them.
Mm-hmm. That I
oh,
agree.
Yeah, no. And if it doesn't, if it's meant to give me pleasure and it doesn't give me pleasure, then it is extreme disdain.
So send all,
yeah.
Send all yeah, your Italian beefs over to the address at chrisloxamana.com, and we'd love to try them.
Hey, Nana, I'm trying to park here. That's another Italian beef.
Man, those are some beefy Italians. The Chicago dog with the pickle, the tomatoes, everything. Kalen, you'd like that.
Okay, I don't think I've ever had a Chicago dog
It's
before.
It really is my favorite hot dog. No ketchup.
I don't like it.
It's a good dog.
It's a great, great dog.
It's fine.
And then the deep dish, had to. Very crusty. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
It's like cake pizza.
Yeah, it's more crust. It really was more crust than anything. But
it is. It's like a pizza casserole, and you can eat the dish.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's
delicious.
It's its own thing, though.
Yeah.
It's not pizza.
Oh, it sure is pizza.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, but by the way, Chicago is freezing. It's like nights were 49. 49, and this is just, it was like the beginning of October. September.
First of all, half the country just screamed pussy at their radio.
Yeah, oh, I know. I'm aware. No, trust me, because I'm there shivering and I'm looking around and they all turned around and got their flip flops when they saw how warm it was. It was like I really felt like a puss. And yeah, so props to all the Chicago people and Chicagoans. And you guys are more man than me. But yeah,
hey,
had a great time.
The Bears should have won that game.
The Bears.
That's another Italian beef.
Had a great time, so thank you, Chicago.
Brought to you
and
by
Milwaukee. Had a great time.
Italian beef sandwiches.
I did almost miss my flight, and the only reason I made it, well, there are a couple things. One is I did this thing, I don't park at LAX, I always just find like those parking services, and one of them was cool, like you drive to their place and a guy gets in your car, drives you to the terminal, you get your stuff out, and then he takes your car, and when you get back there, he drives your car back to you at the terminal.
I need this company. You need to share all of this information.
Well, okay. He's going to share the wrong address, but let me ask first. When you get there, does the guy get in your car in the driver's seat, or does he just jump in the passenger seat? You drive yourself to the terminal.
Driver's seat, because while you're driving, you're filling out paperwork.
Okay.
So he drives while
you're
signing all the paperwork. Yep.
At their stop.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you guys are headed into the terminal, and while you're headed for a departure, you're filling out the form.
Yeah, and then get out. You get out, take your bag, and leave. And he just drives your car off, and then you come back. It's called LA Curbside Express or something.
That sounds super simple. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, the address is 9600 or 9800 North Sepulveda.
He's already forgetting the address.
Yeah. North Sepulveda. That part doesn't matter. So I put it in Waze, and it takes me. And I'm running late. Gary
around
knows.
LAX, dude, that's not.
No, Waze works, but here's where Chris made a fatal error. Is why didn't you just put the name of the business into Waze?
Yeah, I should have done that. Well,
don't try to transcribe addresses into Waze. All you can do is fuck yourself.
Yeah. So I'm already leaving work late. Like Gary's actually kind of pushing me out the door. Like dude, you're not gonna make it. You gotta go.
Chris asked me what time he should leave. I told him 4 o'clock. He agreed, and at 4:18, I had to kind of yell at him to leave.
I was finishing up work. So I'm already nervous. I'm gonna be late. I get there, and I pull up to a guy's house. I'm like, what the? This can't be it. And it turns out that there's a N. Sepulveda and then North, like you write it out, North Sepulveda, like two different addresses.
Wow.
And I went to the wrong one.
Did you knock on his door? So they're like, hey, both technically
North, but one is the abbreviated North.
Yeah.
That is so fucked up.
I fucking hate LA.
It is messed up. So
wow.
But now, how long have you lived in LA? They do this shit to you all the fucking time.
I know. And so now
that's diabolical, though.
And the reason I was even late to that was I had to do
it is diabolical next to the airport.
Yeah,
Waze makes you get into do those left. Everyone hates those left hand turns into the busy, trafficy streets.
You don't have that turned off?
That you could turn that off?
Yeah, there's a setting that says like limit dangerous turns or something.
You turn that should just be automatic. Yeah.
That was tech talk.
My setting that was tech talk.
We'll get the joke corner later.
My setting
your
was not
segment,
that.
Go for it.
So I turned left, and it was a turn left on this busy street, and then like in like 10 feet, turn right.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So I had to go, and I went in the left lane, but the right lane's already packed. So now I'm trying to get in this right lane, and there's some guy behind me. He's like honking, like go. I'm like, oh, and I just went straight, and I missed the turn. And by missing that right turn, it added another like 8 minutes to my drive. I'm really sweating it out. And so anyway, I finally get to the curbside express thing. He drives me to the terminal. I'm running like Home Alone style. I sneak in through pre-check. I go through the pre-check gate like, oh my God, I don't know. My flight's okay, just coming through here. Just let me go in.
Can I pause at this point? Because I had this question the last time you told me this story, and I'm vexed by it. Especially now that you're traveling with the show, how do you not have pre-check?
Yeah, I gotta get that.
There's a fucking office in Glendale. It takes 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, you go. It's a mile and a half from here. You're there for literally like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Max.
I will
do that shit.
I will do that.
I'll send you the website.
Please send me the website. And the correct address.
I'll go with you. I should probably get that shit done too.
Everyone who is listening to this, if you travel more than one time a year, you should have this.
Yeah.
I absolutely would have missed a flight on my honeymoon if we didn't have it.
Oh, all right. Good to know. Well, anyways, I got the pre-check this time and now I'm sprinting. Of course, it's the very last gate at the end of the terminal thing, and so I'm running, and the only reason I make it is because some lady is like throwing a fit and complaining that she didn't want to check her bag in,
like
her carry-on.
Check.
Yeah, gate check
nice,
her bag.
Nice.
And because of her, I made the flight.
Thank you, complaining lady.
Wow.
Yeah, so sometimes they work in my favor.
Everyone else was cursing that woman, and you were like, bless you.
Yeah, bless you. Bless you. She just sneezed, so I had to say it.
Oh, sure.
But yeah, so I made the flight, and that was the closest I've ever been to missing a flight.
The closest you've ever been to death. Missing a flight.
Yeah. I told Caleb, I was like, hey, Caleb, have you ever seen Ready Player One? He's like, yeah, you have to watch it in the theater. It's so amazing. I'm like, yeah, I watched it on the plane.
Caleb.
And he just yelled to the heavens.
We just had a whole conversation about how you shouldn't watch great movies like that on airplanes.
By the way, Ready Player One is a fucking A-plus movie.
Awesome.
Yeah, I found it delightful.
Did you watch Shape of Water?
No, I didn't. Because I want to watch it on the plane.
Producer Laura Lee had some note I'll have to look up, but it was about watching the colors in the background, and they all go to green or something.
Oh.
I'll look it up.
Thank you, Laura Lee. And also, thank you to Policy Genius. That's right, proud sponsor of The Water Cooler, because life insurance is really important, but one-third of people don't have it. That's because it's really hard to buy. You have to work out what you need, then do the research and find the best quote and hope you don't get swindled along the way. Nobody likes swindlers or being swindled. It's not a good way to shop for anything, so Policy Genius made the whole process a lot simpler. That's right. It compares quotes from the top life insurance companies to find the best policy for you. It takes just 2 minutes to get a quote. 180 seconds. 69 plus 51 seconds. And if you don't know the first thing about insurance, they've got all the tools to get you up to speed. Learn the difference between term and whole life insurance, calculate how much coverage you need, and be sure you're making the right decision. So whether you know a lot about life insurance or nothing at all, start your search at policygenius.com. In just 2 minutes, you can compare quotes and make an informed decision for you and your loved ones. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. Now, Kalen,
yo,
we got some flicking.
Yeah.
So why don't we get into that, and then we'll do some Shea. Right. And that's a great show right there, guys. What do you think?
Great show, guys. Sounds great.
That's going to be a great show, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be great show.
Great show, guys.
We all want to know one thing. Your opinion's what we need. So, Kalen, get on that mic. And flick the bean.
Oh, Kalen, flick the bean.
Respect all women.
Alrighty, so so last week I was scrolling through my timeline on Facebook, and I saw...
That sounds like lyrics to some alt-folk fucking hipster song.
Gary's
That's
stretching.
The opening line, dude.
So last week, I'm scrolling through my timeline. I already have an intro. And I saw an ad for a movie called The Sisters Brothers. I was like, oh, that's a very clever title. I guess I'll watch the trailer.
I am not listening to this bullshit.
Let me finish.
No, you can't. Why are you so sad?
No, you cannot finish.
I've read this review.
No, you cannot finish.
I've read this review already.
What is going on?
He won't let me finish.
All right? Let him finish.
Shut up.
It's his segment.
Shut up
Tech
and
talk.
Let me finish my segment. This is my segment. Let me talk.
All right. Let's go. Let's
see. So I'm going through my timeline. I see an awesome.
I've read this part. Get to the part I've
read.
Shut
the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, Gary. This is my segment.
Caleb gets violently drunk, by the way. It's not something you're going to understand.
Like this?
Yes, he did.
I did, but not this, not this level. I was going to freaking me out a little bit.
Caleb has
the
floor.
Listeners to know. I'm as surprised as you are.
Yeah, you should be. Okay, let me finish. I saw a trailer for this movie called The Sisters Brothers. Cast: John C. Reilly, Joaquin Phoenix,
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Shut the fuck up. Stop talking. I see this trailer. It's awesome.
Cast is awesome. This is the best.
The movie hasn't even come out yet in wide release. I went to one of the limited theaters to go see it, and I did go see it, and I wrote about it in a blog. So go to AdamCarollShow.com on my page, and you can read about that review blog.
Wait, pause. Now, pause. You have your own page?
Yes, I do have my own page.
What?
It's on the crew page. You go to Lackey's, my crew. Movie review blog about the Sisters Brothers, a Western with that cast, which is awesome.
Don't think you can find it by going the place you just described.
Oh, it's under blogs.
It's under posts, but thank you for being a fan.
Yeah. So now here's my review for this show.
Hold the Dark on Netflix.
Oh, thanks for losing my fucking secret, Gary. That was the whole point. Oh, I was going to go into this one movie,
but then I sidestepped,
and then, oh, look, it's a blog on my thing. You should check out on the website.
We have production meetings for a reason.
You had to go in and spoil it.
You had to go spoil it right off the bat.
And then keep spoiling it.
Man, I told you to stop spoiling it.
Unflickable.
Because that's not the movie I'm reviewing today. That's the movie I already reviewed.
Unflickable.
Which you should go read. Because
8
it's
out
a great
of 10
review.
Beans.
Already did.
Well, good for you. Everybody else should too now.
Kaylin's face is bright red right now.
Wildly ruined the surprise. Ruined my whole thing. I was going to do. And then he kept ruining it over and over again.
Kaylin, I just want you to know, I've never been more surprised in my fucking life right now.
Kaylin, when you go back and listen to that, you're going to see I already read the review.
Yeah, I already read it. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah, that's where I was going to. I don't write reviews anywhere else.
You don't write reviews on the website before you fucking review it.
I do now. Well, I was gonna. It was gonna be a whole big reveal.
It was gonna be.
You ruined
it. You ruined it. You just fucking ruined it.
Fuck you, Gary.
All right.
Kaylin wanted it, not me.
I did want that. I'm glad that you played that.
All right.
That was weird.
All right. So what are we flicking today?
We're flicking the movie.
The fact that that's been boiling over for the last like 35 fucking minutes, right. I had no idea.
Okay, Matt, I will tell
hours.
You this. Gary told me I didn't boil anything. Gary told me.
I had no boil. Before
Gary
that.
Told me
there
before
was no
the show.
Boil in myself before that happened.
I said, Kaylin, we're going to do flicking the bean with Kaylin. And Gary said, Chris, if he does the review that he just wrote a blog on, I'm going to lose my shit. And I said, great. And then I talked to Kaylin for the show. I said, Kaylin, you have to act as if you're going to do that. and then just say,
That's what I was going to do the whole time.
Chris, hold on, Kaylin. This is actually a little bit more deep-seated and has Chris trying to go at us, at each other even harder.
Well, it works.
He told me unsolicited that you were doing Sisters Brothers. He didn't tell me you were doing another movie.
All right.
Matt, he told me you were doing that movie and got me going.
Well,
I think we need
going,
to educate
so.
Chris on the idea of the puppet master being behind the scenes, not giving away what he's doing. The first rule to playing both sides is you tell neither side that you're playing both sides.
Unless this is all part of the puppet master's plan too, or maybe you're the puppet, Dawson. You thought about that?
Maybe, dude.
All right, Hold the Dark is a new movie. Just
hey,
came out
you said no strings attached. That Italian beef brought to you by.
Yeah, everyone tweet your
Hold
Italian
the dark
beef
on Netflix. There
Hold
you
the
go.
Dark on Netflix.
Everyone tweet your Italian beef to @ Vinny Tortorich. All right.
So yeah, this movie just popped up on Netflix a few days ago.
I'm listening, Kaylin.
And thank you, Matt. You're the only one. I'm just going to talk over everyone for the rest of the show. It popped up on Netflix a few days ago, and I had no idea what it was, so I looked it up.
What's it called?
It's called Hold the Dark.
Hold the Dark.
And it is quite dark.
Oh.
It stars Jeffrey Wright, Westworld, Boardwalk Empire. Had a little role in Casino Royale.
Jeffrey Wright. Is he Bernard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then also Alexander Skarsgård. Is also in it.
True Blood.
Yep, True Blood. And that's about it.
Look at me, you're stealing out credits.
Directed by Jeremy Saulnier.
Oh, yeah.
Where's his credits, Chris?
West Wing.
No. Actually, he hasn't really directed much, but he's got two episodes coming up on True Detective Season 3. So we'll see. And I don't know. I guess he wasn't too bad of a director. So essentially, this movie's about a woman whose child is, quote unquote, taken by wolves. And so she hires a wolf tracker to track down the wolves who took her child.
Okay.
So that's the premise of the movie, but I can't really get into anything more because it might spoil it.
Love it.
It's really action-packed. Like, I thought this was going to be more of like a, you know, like a thriller.
Into the Wild or?
Yeah.
Like, more suspense, yeah, but no, yeah, yeah. Real
total
suspense.
Slow burn.
This is a straight like action movie, yeah. Nice. It is very violent. Alexander Skarsgård plays like a Marine that comes home with PTSD. And there's a lot of bloodshed. It's pretty much, you should really watch it just for the action in it because it is really good action. Although it's kind of sad. That's all I'll say about that. It doesn't really make sense, this movie. There's this kind of like weird wolf theme going on about like a wolf spirit that inhabits people and it doesn't ever really pan out. There's like a lot of like Native American, there's like a Native American population there that also believe in like the wolf spirit and blah, blah, blah. But they don't explain it well at all. And it kind of has to tie in with why there's so much like murder and killing. And the end of the movie is like just total dog shit. I was so pissed off by the ending of this movie. Like, I could not stand it.
Someone dead?
I don't know. It's just like a trailer sound like.
Yeah.
In theaters.
But I can't say it's not entertaining. Because it is entertaining to watch all the great actors.
Kaylin Bean raves. I can't say it's not entertaining.
I'm starting to
this
think
weekend.
There might be a T-Rex outside of this building.
There might be. So you can't give us anything about the movie because it'll give it away.
The ending's
dog
shit.
I don't want to give out.
You don't like the ending.
But what I can't give away happens within like the first 15 minutes.
Okay.
Non-dog shit part of the movie.
Now, was the movie awesome until the ending, and then you're like, eh, I could have done it better?
Yeah, it was pretty much.
So it was like, yeah,
but it wasn't just, eh, I could have done it better. It was like, eh, this doesn't make any sense. What the fuck is going on?
All right,
led up to nothing. What the fuck is this? Wasn't explained well at all. But like I said, is entertaining, so it is flickable. You should watch for the action. 5 out of 10.
Five out of ten. All right. Let's call it Hold the Dark.
And flickable. Okay.
Hold the Dark on Netflix.
Okay. I would have thought the dog shit anime.
Yeah, the dog shit should make it unflickable. Yeah.
My mom and I are always watching for good shit, looking for good shit to watch when she's in town. Mm. So we'll put that on the list.
Did she like violence? Because then
we watch all kinds of crazy
may
shit.
May I recommend Hereditary?
I watched it myself. I've already told my mom about it. I watched it. Fucking that movie's awesome.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I finally saw it too. It was awesome.
Yeah, Gary, you seen Hereditary?
No.
Oh.
You should read it like Chris did. Just look at Wikipedia.
just read it.
I heard Chris talk about it on this podcast and decided I'm never going to go anywhere near it. No, thank you.
It's heard Chris talk terrifying. About it on this podcast.
I don't always listen. I sometimes read.
Pretty sure it's Kaylin's review that did Hereditary.
I've noticed that on the online version of.
It's like something in the woods.
I was trying to plug your blog, but fuck me.
It's new.
His blog. He got all mad at you when you were talking about it.
I'm mad at you now, Chris. Now I realize this is all you're doing.
This is all you're doing. Really? Gary said you'd say that.
Gary, you had a question you wanted to ask Mac, right?
What did you blog about this week?
Yeah, I was gonna say if you hate recycled material,
buckle up,
Mammoth. No, I'm kidding.
Mammoth, part one.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I try to bring something new this time for you guys.
Is it similar to, because last week you said it was just the ending of Hold the Dark, like, oh, it's dog shit. Let's move on.
No, I mean, I'm sure this will be a much better segment.
All right, fine. What's on the menu?
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked because it's officially pumpkin season. I want to talk about Christ. Something a little controversial all right. here.
All right.
It's pumpkin spice season. Take a quick poll here because I feel like I can feel the mood changing already. We got a room full of fans here. Pumpkin spice super fans. You guys all hate it, right?
Pumpkin flavor belongs in one thing.
Yeah, I hate pumpkin pie. Flavor, everything.
You hate pumpkin pie?
No, it belongs in one thing.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie.
I'm not even down with pumpkin pie.
I agree with that. The only time I ever like that flavor, it's pumpkin pie. If it's in anything else, then I think, oh, this is just trying to be like pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin seeds, like when you roast them.
Gary, thoughts? Pumpkin.
Okay. Yeah, those are okay.
Even in pumpkin pie form.
Pumpkin, but that's not pumpkin spice. That's different.
Well, it tastes like pumpkin.
The question is, you like pumpkin
flavoring?
Yeah, of course I like pumpkin pie. Okay. But that means the pumpkin season is still 6 weeks off.
Oh, pumpkin pie is so good. I can't
wait. Buckling it up for a really good shake.
It's pumpkin season, baby. We made it.
Isn't pumpkin pie a Thanksgiving thing, largely?
Traditionally speaking.
Pumpkin was just a fall in general thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's fall. You can use pumpkins anytime now.
I love how Matt's like excited for pumpkin season.
I personally, I enjoy it. Now, last year on this show, chunking? No, but I would love to do that. I've watched it on TV before. It's pretty fun.
That really looks dope.
Dawson, you were so excited about Shay, and now you look so depressed.
Well, let's hear Matt.
Here's what I want to say, though. I'm in.
Here's what I'm going to say. Last year, for around Halloween time, I did a Shay about Frankenfoods, where I was trying to think of different types of combinations of foods you don't think about. I feel like pumpkin spice season is like the ultimate Frankenfood. It's pumpkin pie into fill in the blank. And I love pumpkin pie so much that I'm happy to have it melted down and in coffee form or melted down. Put it into my beer. I'm fucking fine with that. I will eat and drink pumpkin all to my heart's content all during October and November.
Look, are you writing a manifesto or doing a Shea Fond du Lac?
Matt is going to get 10 entries for pumpkin spice guacamole next weekend.
If somebody can blow my mind with pumpkin spice guacamole, I will fucking give you the vote.
So, Matt, your Shea Fond du Lac this week is that you're a 24-year-old American girl?
Sure.
That's good.
I don't.
You know what I have for breakfast this morning?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin bagel.
I like this. Oh, you know, I do like
in bagel.
What else?
They make pumpkin cream cheese, but I just did regular cream cheese. But I might do the double pumpkin. We'll see. The
double pump?
The double pump. Yeah.
Pumpkin?
Two pump chomp.
It's like, it is true. Like Matt saying this is pretty controversial because right now pumpkin spice, the way I see it, everyone is not that excited.
People hate it.
It's the Nickelback of spices. Like everyone loves to hate it. It makes you cool that you don't like it.
It's Pumper Nickelback.
And that's what's on the menu, I hope. Please close out strong.
Fine, that's what's on the menu. Hey!
Pumper Nickelback.
All right. That's great.
Oh, God.
That was great.
Good show, guys.
All right, great show. Are you sure, Matt? Anything else you want to go?
Is there anything else you have on your mind?
I have plenty more thoughts on it, but we're
maybe make this a part two.
Get your plug in?
Yeah, let's file. Save for part two.
Okay. Pumpkin season's still next week,
just
my friend.
Starting.
Oh.
So let people try their pumpkin stuff out, and then we'll get into it a little bit more next week.
Part two.
Oh yeah. It's pumpkin season,
69
baby.
69 plus 69 plus 2 plus more pumpkin dog.
Mm-hmm.
Coming at you next week.
That's math I like. All right. Kalen.
Yeah.
You know what else I like?
What do you like?
You plug in stuff. What do you got?
Well, I got this new blog thing that I'm doing on the Adam Carolla Show website where I post reviews for movies and
But why should we
TV
read it?
Shit.
You're just going to do the reviews here on the podcast.
I know, right? That wouldn't make any sense. So I better do different ones for the blog.
Crazy eyes.
Yeah, smart.
Jesus Christ.
Boy, did you hear that? He called
you
crazy
call
eyes.
Insomniac
you know you're sensitive about your eyes.
There you go.
You know he's sensitive about his eyes. He's going to let him call you that?
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it right now. You could go read other reviews of mine on my blog page on Adam Carolla or the blog page on adamcarolla.com.
The blog page.
Other review.
That's good.
Other review. Yes, it's a different review than the ones I do on here.
Yeah, I'm just saying next week we can go with reviews, but for now.
Are you just going to shit on everything he does today?
That's kind of my plan. He made me fucking post this thing. I had to read it.
Yeah.
Well, I told you, just teach me how to post it. I'll do it.
And I told you I would.
Yeah.
So still waiting on that.
And moving on.
You're the one who has to sign up for an account. Come around with your laptop anytime you want there, champ.
Yeah, I already signed up for the account, but it's like for the shop, for all the clothes and the merch. I was like, this is not where I post my blog. This is for merch.
Yeah.
I have a great first tweet for you.
I think you should be looking this way.
Yeah, I don't trust you, Chris. I'm turning you off.
Plug your
I'm
blog. Turning you off. Link to your blog. Say, hey guys, wrote a movie review. Check it out. Link. What?
He hashtag. Doesn't have the password.
That is true.
You can't tweet?
I could not tweet right now if I wanted to.
Everyone's following you and you don't have a tweet?
He usually could tweet. It's just based on the last 30 minutes of animosity that he can't tweet right
Dylan
now.
Dylan just threw something at the wall. All these people following Caleb. He can't even get in his own account. Gary, where could we go for you?
One of my coworkers has a new blog series. You can go to adamcarolla.com and click on posts at the very top, and it'll pop up. You'll see a movie poster that goes with the one I'm talking about. One of my other coworkers, has a set of blogs around her segment on the Adam Carolla Show called Eat Your Feelings, and there's some good pictures and all the instructions.
Great recipes.
Very useful. Very useful in text form. I know it's easy to listen to, but if you're going to actually try to make something, go check that out. And listen to Riggle's Picks every Wednesday and Chet Waterhouse every Thursday. Reasonable Doubt this Saturday. It's going to be a crazy show.
Anything else?
Would you like onion checks with that?
I do still have a great travel agent if anyone wants that. Hit me up on Twitter, Okie Dokie, and listen to Dave's the Thunder every whatever day we do it.
Yeah, that's true. But we do love doing that show. Matt, where you go for yes?
All right. So first, I just want to say, I know that there's other people out here who like pumpkin stuff. If you like pumpkin beer, I'm still trying to find a good pumpkin beer. I've only had like one good one in my entire life, and I know that they're out there. So if you have a suggestion, please tweet it to me at Matt Fondelier. You can also listen to Shea Fondelet. And hey, it's Halloween time. Listen to Sword and Scale. It's a fucking amazing true crime podcast. Just pick any episode. They're amazing. And then listen to Sword and Scale Rewind.
What is this? We're just going to do as many plugs as possible.
Hey, a lot. I don't mind.
That's a lot.
Look, it just means that the guys on the show are hustling. Mm-hmm. Hustling and they're bustling, and I like it. And yeah, and also follow Shea Fondelet on Instagram. A lot of content.
Thank you.
Mike Dawson, we're going to go for you.
Well, I got one plug for you, Pepper. I just finished my latest audiobook. It's called Ghost, My 30 Years as an Undercover FBI Agent by Michael R. McGowan. The guy's fucking legendary. He infiltrated the Italian mob, the Russian mob, the Outlaws Motorcycle Club.
He's the guy who did
the undercover fucking case against El Chapo, and fucking it's amazing. It will make you look at the FBI in a very, very different way, especially the brass up top. Some people you've possibly heard in the news that you think could do no wrong and they're so fucking great. Well, there may be some different points of view in this book, and it is probably the funnest audiobook I've had a chance to do. I get to do some Italian beefs in the book because I got to do a lot of mob dialogue.
And you're doing the accents?
I don't do an accent per se.
Just give us a little taste.
I speak in the manner as a mobster would have spoke.
Oh.
I do not put on an accent. Once you do that, that's a fucking rabbit hole. Once you grab one accent, you better be doing 8 million accents.
Hey, man, you're preaching to the choir, baby.
Right. Anyway, it's called Ghost. By Michael R. McGowan and Ralph Pizzullo, and pick it up on Audible, please.
Yeah. So you do Patrick Swayze's voice?
Twice.
Okay. And as for me, yeah, look, that's I love that about this show. Everybody has stuff, and it's really cool. So follow Kaylin, follow Gary, Matt, Dawson, and all their projects, and then take a good look at yourself in the mirror, listener.
Thanks for all the great fan artwork that's like getting tweeted, too.
Oh, that's so true.
Like amazing stuff.
All on paper did that.
That was some
good drawnbyjoe.com made us The Simpsons, which I thought was so good. I actually texted Kaylin his when I saw his because I thought his was – and everyone's kind of modeled after a different character. Like, I'm obviously modeled after a poo. Just, I don't know, maybe because I'm brown, I kind of have that poo mustache. Dawson,
when I quit smoking, people are not going to know what to do.
Yeah. You're holding
it's
a burrito.
It's always with a cigarette. I see the burrito.
That's true.
It's perfect, though. It's so good. No, it's so good.
That's a burrito.
Yeah. Yeah. Kalen's wearing his shirt that he actually has.
Is Matt.
Yeah, and Matt, too. Matt kind of looks a little database-y. Well, I'm just saying, like... By the way, he totally fit in that world.
He drew my fucking toes like fucking freak crazy. Dude, you know what he did? Toes.
That was that's like old school Simpsons, you know, where like you kind of just all the lines just kind of go wherever. And yeah, it's a nice homage. And then Gary kind of looks Monty Burns-y, the way he's like doing that, like the excellent with his fingers. So very cool. Very it was an honor to even be thought of in the same vein as
keep them coming,
the
people.
So keep the hour coming. We have the Simpsons. We have King of the Hill. What's the next cartoon? South Park,
Rick and Morty.
Oh, Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
There you go.
I know it's not specifically about water cooler, but I'd be remiss if I didn't also shout out the ET artwork that's out there right now.
Oh yeah, Pixel Fun. Yeah.
Days of Thunder.
Pixel Fun is the guy who did all the Hunger Dome photoshops. Now he's under Pixel Fun and he's killing it. So, well, look, the best listeners, it's weird. It's awesome. It's an honor.
I think they're absolutely amazing. Don't you agree, Dawson?
Dawson Walker. Dawson, call him out. Call him out. He's about to end the show. It's fine.
Threw up a deuce.
Now here we are. We're still going.
No, he's going to pick up Mama D.
Yeah. Yeah, Dawson has to pick up his mom from the airport. So, all right. Well, that was the water cooler for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tell a friend. Remember, the Speakeasy podcast. We're very hard to find. So,
well, we lost a listener in Chicago when you offended that gentleman. Yeah.
I feel terrible.
That's an honest mistake, man. That could,
you know, what?
No joke, that could happen to
anybody. I did tell that story a little wrong because we did end up talking afterward for a while about music. So it's not like we ended it on that. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. We love you. Respect all women.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.